the history of the church, there have been followers of Jesus before us who have faced uncertainty with similar emotions that we all experience now. Fear, doubt, questions. And so as we pray in these moments of lament and fear, we pray alongside so many that have gone before us. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome to this episode of Common Prayer for Wednesday, March 8th. As I am recording this, I am looking out my bedroom window and just seeing clear skies. The sun is shining, just a gorgeous Bay Area day, particularly after the rain we got this weekend. You know, it was nice to just, again, get outside and breathe a little, even if it was in the confines of my backyard. But I hope that you were able to get out, maybe take a walk around the block, sit out on your porch or your balcony, and just enjoy the sunshine today. Know that we're praying for you, and again, are grateful for you tuning in with us to Common Prayer. You know, the past few days, as we've entered into Holy Week, we've been really exploring this concept of lament, really for two reasons. One is to prepare for Easter, because the reality is, again, you can't get to resurrection without Good Friday, and the pain and the disillusionment of the disciples, and really the world at the time in which Jesus was going to be crucified. And sometimes we rush to Easter, and we forget the pain that was going on in the world before that. And so we want to enter into this concept of lament as a way of preparing for Easter to come. And so we do so in that way, but we also have been looking at this practice of lament because quite frankly, the world is, in our moment right now, in need of some lament. It's brutal. I mean, it's been a difficult time. There's a weight to this moment that we all feel in different ways. And so lament is really this gift of the scriptures. It's a gift of God, where we recognize we can bring the totality of our experience before God. And so we've been looking at that. You know, yesterday we did so through that practice of Lectio Divina, looking at Psalm 13, a lament psalm, and just trying to find ourselves in that text, allowing that psalm to maybe speak to us, allowing the Holy Spirit to maybe speak to us through that psalm. And so as we continue this week looking at lament, I want to just remind us that as we lament, we do so in full recognition of God's presence with us. And what I want to do today is I want to reflect back on that concept of God's presence with us in the moments of lament. And I want to do so today, maybe a little differently. I want to do it through a prayerful reading of a pretty famous prayer by St. Patrick. And many of you have probably heard, I would guess, a section of this prayer. Maybe you've heard the whole prayer in its totality, but you'll be familiar with some of these words in it. And really, I think this prayer is pretty apropos for our moment, because we're trying, you know, the prayer really holds this tension of praise and lament together. And so we recognize, you know, again, that our current moment offers us this range of emotions, these deep senses of anxiety, but also at times praise, and we are this mixed bag of faith and doubt and questions and all that in this moment. And so this prayer that St. Patrick, or at least is attributed to St. Patrick, is called the Breastplate Prayer. And one of the things I love about this is, you know, Patrick didn't write this just as a work of theology. He didn't write this as some abstract piece of art, but rather it came out of his own story. You know, it was believed that he wrote this in preparation for confronting and attempting to convert the King of Ireland. But what makes this story so remarkable is that Patrick actually at a young age was actually kidnapped and held captive in Ireland, where he was forced to work for his captors. And it was at that young age and in captivity that he became a devout Christian. And so Patrick actually wasn't Irish himself, but when he escaped from captivity back to England, and was with his faith still intact, he actually felt this deep sense of call to return to Ireland as a missionary, back to work in the very land that had taken him captive. And so it's believed that as he's preparing to confront the King of Ireland, as he's preparing to go back to the land where he was held captive to minister to them, he writes this prayer. And to me, again, that story is just fascinating because I think it, in many ways, Patrick's experience, I mean, the kind of anxiety and the stress and the his moment as he's in preparation for that just seems maybe a little bit of a similar experience for us, you know, different circumstances, no doubt. But at the same time, that anxiety and that stress that we're feeling about the future, I think is very much what Patrick would have been feeling as he wrote this prayer. So as I read this, and you know, I want you to not just listen, but I want to invite you to pray along with me. And it's a pretty lengthy prayer, so it's going to take a few minutes. But I want you to consider, again, that your situation, whatever it is that you're feeling beneath the surface with all of the weight of this moment, know that someone like Patrick, St. Patrick, was also experiencing that as he wrote these words. So let's just take a moment now and let's begin this prayer, but do so through a posture of contemplation, a posture of silence and slowing. So just take a moment to slow your heart. And then in about 20 seconds or so, I'll read this prayer and just pray the words along with me as we do that. So here are the words of St. Patrick. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of the cherubim, in the obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of patriarchs, in the predictions of prophets, in the presence of apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of holy virgins, in the deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of the devil, from temptation of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and near, alone or in a multitude. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel and merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul, Christ to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me an abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, and Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, and Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in every eye that sees me, and Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Amen, church. And may you be reminded in these moments, in your moments of lament, in your moments of confusion and anxiety, that it's Christ who is with you. Amen. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in common prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.